The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's 10:06. Good morning to you. Top of the morning to you. Hope it's your lucky day. Looks like it's not super boating weather day, but that's okay. We've got sunshine here in the studio. Stefan Schmidt is joining me to host Boat Smart. You can text in or call. I'd mentioned we are pretty much in boating season.
Yeah.
It's just we need the weather to catch up with us.
It'll catch up. Tomorrow's supposed to be pretty nice, actually.
Yeah, just probably sweatshirts, maybe.
You think? I think it's going to stay warm.
You think so?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. I thought the other day I woke up and I went outside. I was like, let's go for a walk, talking to the dog. And then she looked at me like, why didn't you put my jacket on?
Yeah. So it was chilly a little bit this week.
So. It definitely dipped.
Yeah.
But before we know it, I mentioned it before, March 17th today. So before you know it, we're going to be almost Memorial Day weekend.
Yep. Man. Time flies, don't it?
Yeah, I think it's like, is it getting old or is it technology ruining our brains? Both?
Both.
Okay.
A little bit of both. I don't claim the old yet.
No. Okay, yeah. Me neither, yeah. Never. So I wanted to bring something up, and if you'd like to text in again, that number is 850-437-1620. Before we get into everything and thank our sponsors, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida, on Bauer Road, Stefan was honored for the second time as one of our Teachers of the Year for Escambia County.
Wow, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Did you get a plaque or was it?
I got a golden apple.
Oh.
And a little plaque thing, yeah.
That's like a weapon.
Yeah, it could be. It weighs awesome. Like 25 pounds.
Really?
Yes.
A paperweight. I didn't even know they had them anymore. Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm using it for bookends. So I got two now. So I'm using it for bookends.
See? And then when you get the third,
yeah,
maybe you'll retire.
I'm going to retire. I get the third, I'll retire. So they may be listening. Now they may never get it because they may not want me to retire. I don't know.
He's
or they may want to get me out of here quick. I don't know that either.
I was joking. That was me. I said it, not him. Well, that's really exciting and just shows your devotion to your students second time. So
yeah, second time. And it's a really big event. And there were like 38 or more teachers there. And then they also did the Teacher of the Year for the school district. And I didn't have opportunity to do that part because I wasn't able to do that part, you know, for obvious reasons. I was at home and you have to do some certain things to do that.
Yeah.
But if I ever get nominated again or what have you, I'm going to try for that because I'd love to have that happen. But, you know, it was a good event and we enjoyed it. Mr. Brooks and Mr. Rollins and my wife Stephanie was there and I had Derek Beard and his wife there. And we just had a nice evening and it's really fun to listen to other teachers' stories, you know, because they give the five finalists where I had an opportunity to talk about their classrooms and give their little stories and stuff. So it really is neat to see what goes on in our school district.
Well, I love
it.
A
lot of great people.
I love it.
For the school district. Yep.
You just do a lot for your students. So
yeah, and you know, I like to think we all do. And there are, you know, teachers that stand up and go above and beyond, and that's just a good opportunity for them to. For the district to say thank you to them. You
know? One of my kiddos' first grade teachers, I won't mention her name, was honored as well there too.
Ah.
Wonderful person. And just taught us a lot and has been there, became a friend over the years too. So teachers, sometimes you get that bad apple, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
But then you have the golden apples just like that.
That's right.
So.
That's right. Good one.
Okay.
I like that.
That
I
was
like
my
that.
Irish proverb for the day.
Yeah.
All right, Stefan. So what's been going on? We've got to thank our sponsors,
Nothing.
Key Marine.
Yeah, we're gonna thank Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bauer Road here in Pensacola. Phone number 850-492-0487. The website is keymarinecenter.wixsite.com. I say just Google them. You can find them way easier than punching all that in there. And you can check out their website. Key Marine is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki motors. I know they have some Mercury product in stock, so you can check them on that. I'm not 100% sure on the Yamaha or Suzuki stock as of yet. That those products are still coming in slowly. So you may check with them and give them a call out there and ask them what they do have in stock if you're thinking about a repower. 850-492-0487 is their phone number. Key Marine has parts in stock for your MerCruiser. A lot of places are not doing the MerCruiser product anymore, and they're getting away from it a little bit, but they stock parts for your MerCruiser, and they have MerCruiser technicians out there. They specialize in service and repair on MerCruiser, Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. You can also check them out on Facebook as well. They got a little Facebook page over there. They actually, this week, I've been busy. I'm on spring break, and I'm busy working while I'm on spring break, and working meaning taking phone calls and talking to dealers and things like that. And Key Marine actually hired two more of my students this week. So, yeah, a part-time student. He's going to work part-time out there, and they hired a student full-time. As a technician. So they're doing their part, trying to get the people trained up and out in the field. And as I get them ready to go, and they hire them, and they're out there working, or will be working out there. One is already working, and the other one I think starts in about 2 weeks. So it's good to have my students go to work. All week I've been talking to different dealerships, people calling me, asking me for help, you know, from my students. And it's just been a little slow getting them ready to go. And one of my students had been in my class for 4 days, applied for a job over at another dealership as a dockhand or boat washer. And that's a good thing, too, because it gets them in the field. Even though they have no experience in the marine industry, it shows me that they're willing to go to work in our industry to get around boats. And that's cool. And then come in there and go to school as well. So that really works out well for us as far as students going to work and working part-time and that kind of stuff. And you know, you have to take all that into consideration during their learning process, you know, because I get tired after a four-day week of 10, 12 hours a day, right? So I know they're getting tired working a part-time job and then coming to school and all that stuff. And so, yeah, so it's I don't have much going on at school because we've been closed all week, but I do have things going on around in our area that I'm working on and working with other dealerships and people throughout the country actually trying to hire students. So we're working on that, and I continue to do that. I always say we a lot, and I don't know. I've said that several times when I'm talking to people. I said, we need to do this, or, you know, and I remember, I do have a mouse in my pocket, you know, so. But it's me, you know.
Exactly.
So making it happen, you know, and keep moving forward and just try to do the best we can over there at George Stone and get people to get them trained up and get on to work. So it's this weekend, though, as you mentioned, it is getting into boating season, and with that comes boat shows, right? So tomorrow, or today, actually, the Wharf Boat Show starts.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Yeah, so that's over in Orange Beach at the Wharf. And that's a really good show. Today probably isn't going to be your best day to go. Tomorrow will probably be better, you know, just because of the weather. I'm looking at the radar, and it looks like a lot of rain coming in this afternoon.
Yeah, you've got that radar up over there, too.
Yep, so it looks like we're going to get a lot of rain this afternoon, but that stuff should work through for the boat show tomorrow. And I actually had a dealership send me some tickets, so I'm going to go to the boat show tomorrow and hang out and talk to people and see what they got. And you can go over there if you're interested in a boat and you just don't know what you want to get. A lot of people call the show and they ask me, what kind of boat should I get? And you know, you have to put a lot of thought into that because you want to get a boat that you're going to enjoy.
Oh, absolutely.
Something you're going to use and something that fits your needs, whether it's fishing or family or just cruising or whatever. And the boat shows are a great opportunity for you to go over and actually see all the dealerships in one location. And they have boats all the way from small boats up to large yachts and things like that over there. So you can go over and see all that stuff. You can put get your feet on them. And a lot of times you can go for a ride in a boat. And that's something that you have an opportunity, because some people buy boats and they've never ridden in the boat they're purchasing until they purchase it, you know. And now you have an opportunity to go to the boat show and actually get on the boat and go for a ride. I know that Mercury Marine is going to be over there, and they have some of their product in there. Of course, they're showcasing their engines and their electronics and steering systems and stuff like that. Yamaha has a couple boats over there, and they're doing the same thing with their boats. And if you've never been on a boat that has electronic steering and joystick steering, you need to check out both Mercury and Yamaha's products and get out on the water and let them demonstrate that to you. The ability to dock the boat easily, the ability to just set, without setting an anchor, let the boat sit in one position and not move off a spot. They have so much stuff going on as far as electronics goes on these boats, and these boat shows are a great opportunity to see that stuff and to get an idea of what kind of boat you may want.
Yeah.
So I know they're going to have tritunes in the water. They're going to have fishing boats. They're going to have a wide variety of boats, a lot of high-end stuff, a lot of stuff that maybe, you know, the average person can purchase. And the good thing about boat shows is that they have a lot of specials. Mm-hmm. So you get, maybe financing specials, or they throw in some extra gear for you, maybe life jackets and safety kits and extended warranties. So boat shows are great opportunities to save some money, to find the boat that you're interested in, to make a good decision on a boat that you may be interested in, and also to get maybe a longer extended warranty for free or better financing, all that at boat shows. So highly recommend. And I like the Wharf Boat Show because it's outside, walking around, boats in the water. It's just a good time. So I'm going to go over there.
It's very pretty over there.
It is. It's a nice area. It really is. And I like to go over there by boat. I don't know if you ever done that, gone to there by boat, and then you're allowed to dock on their docks.
Really?
During a boat show, you know.
No.
But
okay.
During a normal time, you can't do it at the boat show. You can't get on their docks with all the boats over there. But you could even go to a concert by boat and go to a concert by boat, or go over there and shopping. You know, that's a good area to go shopping.
Oh, yeah. Food. You know?
Yep. Food.
Concerts.
Hanging out, you know, mm-hmm. And that's a good area to go to as far as getting out on a boat. And I think that's the neatest thing, to pull up in your boat, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's next level.
You know, yeah. And just to hang out. Like Lulu's. I love going to Lulu's and hanging, you know, pulling up to the dock, you know, and get out on it, you know, by boat, you know. Mm-hmm. Here I am. I'm on the boat. You know, it's pretty cool.
I've made it.
Yep, it's neat. So I enjoy doing that kind of stuff. So anyway, the boat show's tomorrow. That's at the Wharf. You can go online. I know they're advertising on Facebook as well. So you can check them out and go see all the products that they have in the water and on land. And you can get on those boats and feel them and touch them and see how much it'll cost you to get out of there with one. You know, I'm amazed. And I was thinking about this the last few days, that about people are still boating like crazy. And, you know, when you look at the economy as a whole and the fuel prices, and things are still not great, you know, but people are still boating. And I'm amazed by that, because I've been in this industry long enough to know what affects the boating industry. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm amazed that it's continually going. I'm happy. Don't get me wrong. I'm really happy about that. But I think, as I put more thought into it, I think people started to realize that getting out on a boat, because a lot of people bought boats when things were crazy, right? I'm not even going to mention the names of stuff, but everybody knows what I'm talking about, right?
Crazy,
so
yes.
When things were crazy, people bought boats and RVs and stuff, and they realized how nice it is to be able to get away, mm-hmm. and they're not letting that go. And that's a good thing, you know? So get in your boat, buy a boat. I'm telling you, it's the best feeling, especially if you live in this area. Goodness gracious, you're in the best boating area anywhere in the United States, in my opinion. You got water all around you. You can go into the river, you can go into the bay, you can go out into the Gulf. And Pensacola and this surrounding area has so much to offer as far as boating is concerned. So, yeah, go over there, get you a boat, call us when we're back on the air and tell us you bought a boat and tell us all about it. It is a call-in show. You can call or text 850-437-1620. It's the phone number, 850-437-1620. I'm more than happy to answer any boating questions you might have. Maybe you have a question about my program over at George Stone Technical College. That's the Marine Service Program. We I was trying to get four students. I think it was four last week. We ended up having three students. Let me get my count right. I'm trying to remember. Anyway, we started some new students last week. It was a short week for me because I was only there for 3 days. So they had a full week, 4 days. So then they went to spring break. I'm like, how would you like to go to class and have a spring break after 4 days of class, right?
Right.
So I started some new students, and I'm actually going to try to bring in some students in April, and we won't bring any more after that for the rest of the year. So if you're interested in my class and you're wanting to get into the marine industry, right now is a good time to sign up and get in my class. We still have a waiting list, but it's shuffling around a little bit because some of the people that we are talking to either had change of plans or they kind of are waiting for the first of the year again, or, you know, I say first of the year, first of the school year in August. So things have changed a little bit, but I still have a waiting list, and the best opportunity is to get over there to the school and get on the waiting list, come down and see me and talk to me. That's always suggested, where I can walk you around and show you the classroom and show you the shop, show you all the wonderful engines and stuff we have there to work on and all those things. So right now, next week and the following weeks, I'm going to try to get people in for my April starting point class, to, you know, to get them in there and start them in April, and hopefully line us up for a good summer school, and which is my goal, and trying to move into the summer. I'm already thinking about that. So it says here, the problem with having a boat in Pensacola is not enough. Does this say marines for listener?
Huh? Marinas.
Marinas. Okay.
That's my
not enough marinas.
Fast writing.
Okay. Is not having enough marinas. That is true. Okay. So the problem with having, this is a text, having a boat in Pensacola is not enough marinas, and that is true. And I think you're going to see some changes going on right now because there were a couple large marinas right now that were purchased by some larger companies, and I think you're going to start seeing some changes as far as hydrides. You're going to see some changes as far as docks and things are concerned. So I'm starting to see different locations that were bought out by larger companies or corporations that are starting to upgrade their facilities, if you will. So that's working out right now. So you need to kind of maybe drive around or call around. I know that it is hard to get a boat in a high dry or a marina right now. Like everything else, there's a waiting list. But you need to go start looking and maybe shop it a little bit. I know one of my students was trying to put a boat at a marina out on a Navy base, and he had like a 2 month wait just to get his boat out there at the Navy base. So there is a shortage, and I think there's a shortage of boat ramps and stuff too, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So
I just know of two near where I live. No, yeah. One.
Boat ramps.
Just one.
Yeah.
Just one. Yeah.
Yeah. And you find these boat ramps, and then you kind of stick with the ones that you know, and that's the ones that I couldn't name all the boat ramps around Pensacola. I know there's a few, but there's not enough. And then if you do have a boat ramp, it's not enough parking. So, you know, we've got another text here. With all these new boats and electronics, is it a good investment to get an extended warranty? Because water, salt water don't mix with electronics. Okay. So that's a really good question. This is a twofold question. I don't know if this listener understands that they just gave me a twofold question here. Because, first of all, yes, it's a very good idea to get extended warranty. Okay. And I know a lot of, you know, when you buy a TV for your house or something like that, they always push the extended warranties. And I particularly don't do that on those kind of products, but on a car and boats, definitely. Yes, the extended warranty is a great idea. But he also added salt water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not coming under extended warranty.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No. No.
Never?
No. If it is, it's very seldom. Hmm. Yeah, if you get lucky. But no, salt water and corrosion is not covered under extended warranties or any kind of warranty, really. Even if you buy a new product and it's under a normal warranty, they don't cover those kind of things. So that's something to think about. But I always say if you can get an extended warranty, go ahead and get it, especially on the engines, okay? The boats, they tend to have a long warranty on the hull and things like that. Their warranties on the the items that are in the boat, like bilge pumps and lights and stuff, for about a year, I think. Again, corrosion plays a major issue on that kind of stuff. So, you know, but yeah, great question. I appreciate that. Again, the salt water, you know, plays a little factor in that. So as far as warranties is concerned, they will not cover salt water damage. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish they would, but they don't, because they have no control over that, and I understand that, you know.
Yeah. You know, they probably lose some
money. One person's taking good care of the boat, and the next person isn't, and within a year, you got a lot of salt water corrosion issues, and there's no way they can cover that. But that was a great question. I appreciate that. And
yeah.
Thank you for texting in. Yeah, go to the boat show and get an extended warranty. Sometimes they'll give you like 2 or 3 extra years for free. So that is really good to do that at this time. So, yeah. Anyway, like I said, we were just as we're into our spring break, I'm kind of going back to what I remember we did in our class before we took spring break. I said that we had 2 students that were taking the F-150 Yamaha certification, and both those students passed that certification. So that was really good. And we're excited about that, and we're going to continue to work on our certification programs. I am working, and as I indicated before, on another certification program. I got to get some clarification on that one, and then whenever I get that in the works, I'll definitely be announcing that, and that'd be another great incentive, not only to come to Georgetown Tech to the Marine Service class, but also to get something else you can put on your resume. So these certifications are a major big deal in my class. So yeah, we're excited about those, and I'm excited hopefully to talk to you soon about the other stuff that we got going on. So we're going to work on that as well. So I got another text message in here. If your boat has to stay in the water, what is the best undercoat to use? Okay, so we're talking about bottom paint and those kind of things. Now it's also going to depend on the boat itself. Is it a fiberglass hull? Is it a aluminum hull? Is it a steel hull? All these undercoatings are different for different types of hulls. And also, it depends on how much of the actual boat, like metal components, are there going to be under the water. And also, is it going to be in a saltwater or a freshwater application? So there's a lot of factors that goes into that. I think the best thing for you to do, if you're interested in getting or needing to get those the bottom painted, is to go down to like Pensacola Shipyard area. There's a lot of businesses down there that specialize in bottom paints and that. And it's really a very scientific type of way to do these processes. And it's important to do it, but I can't really recommend anything as such. I'd talk to the specialists on that. I've done bottom jobs and put you know, a lot of bottom paint on boats, but I wasn't the actual professional of the seeing which one is best, right? I just applied it according to how the instructions gave, you know, told me to do it. So yeah, so that is a different I guess a different career field in a way. Where a lot of technicians don't actually get their hands on that stuff. It's more on a fiberglass or boat repair side. I know y'all hear me talk about my buddy Joe King up in Alabama. He does a lot of bottom paint, and sometimes he has to prep them for freshwater or saltwater. He does aluminum hulls, steel hulls, fiberglass hulls, and he's like the expert on that stuff. And so I am not. So I like to think I know a little bit about everything. Bottom paint, I know how to roll it on there, so, and I know how to tape the boat. Good question on that, and I appreciate that text. Thank you very much. So looks like we're getting close to the end of the show. We got another not much longer, about 10 seconds, right? So let me go ahead and thank Key Marine, and we appreciate you guys sponsoring our show. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. Phone number 850-492-0487. And I will see you guys in about 2 weeks, and we'll talk about the boat show.
Excellent. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I came in, you tried to pinch me, but you didn't get to.
I didn't get to.